Your host with the most today, and happy Good Friday to everyone. I have a gospel singer, songwriter, and producer with me today. Welcome, Samuel. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Brenda, for having me on your show today.
Where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm calling from the wonderful city of West Haven, Connecticut, right here on the shoreline in the Northeast.
Can you say that again, please? Repeat that.
I am calling from the vibrant city of West Haven, Connecticut. It's a shoreline city in the Northeast.
All right. Thank you very much for that information. Now, the song track that I just spent, Grateful, tell me, what inspired you to write this song, Grateful?
It reflects deeply on Good Friday and Easter Sunday, which we call Resurrection Day. And it just reflects to let everyone know how grateful we should be for God giving us a Savior to reconcile us to our Creator, to have life eternal.
Amen. Thank you for that. Amen. Amen. And happy Good Friday to you too, Samuel.
Happy Good Friday, Brenda. Thank you.
Now, your name is Samuel Rosario Jr. Is that correct?
Yes, Samuel John Rosario Jr. Correct.
Right. And you're a U.S. Army veteran.
Yes, I am. I am an Army veteran. I served my country. Thank God it wasn't during any wars from 1981 to 1984. I was a peacetime soldier. I served overseas in Genhausen, Germany, next to the Czechoslovakian border in Fulda, to where I was a communication field operator specialist. So we were keeping tabs on their intercom as they were keeping tabs on our intercom.
Yeah.
But that's all I can say on that.
Yes. Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you. I want to appreciate your services, and thank you very much. Appreciate it. I want to introduce you to the listening audience. Now, Samuel has been writing music and poems for over 40 years and publishing for the last 20 years. He is a very talented songwriter, producer, and singer. And we will be playing some of the songs here that he has recently. Now, Samuel, the song "Grateful." When was it released?
It was September 17th of 2021.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that information. Thank you. Now, we are going into about the newest single that you have, which is "Will Not Be Completed." And you also have a collaboration with an artist that's also on this track. What is his name?
My friend and brother in Christ, his name is Tim Johnson. He's a minister. He preaches the word. He's also a music minister. So he's involved in the church, leading the ministry of music in the church. And he's also a school teacher where he teaches children music. So he's talented and gifted music person.
All right. Thank you for that information. Thank you. So this song resonates to two scriptures in the Bible. Can you tell me more about this song here, the title of this song?
Yes. The song is entitled "Will Not Be Completed." It is the two scriptures, Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, and Psalms 139, verse 14. These scriptures encourage you not to beat yourself down, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made from our God, and that God's work in us is a work in process. We are a work in process from the first breath we take until the last breath we take, until God receives us in glory. So don't beat yourself down, and just know that, you know, we all are a work in process. We're going to make mistakes. The thing is just to stay focused on what God has for us to receive his blessings.
Amen. Amen. And thank you for that information about the song. I will play it in just a minute. Now, have you been preaching, Samuel?
Yes, I have been preaching, and it all started when I started preaching back in 2019, 3 days after my 57th birthday. My brother was a victim of gun violence in the inner cities.
I'm
like
sorry.
Many others are, unfortunately. Thank you so very much, and I was moved in the spirit since I grew up with the word of God from a stern father and mother that did not spare the rod before the child. Praise God for that. And it worked very well. Yes, it did. And I was like a time. I took the lickings, but I kept on kicking, Brenda.
Yeah.
So I thank God that I knew the word of God, but I was moved, you know, so deeply to say, wow. You never know until you walk in someone's shoes. And when it hit home with us, since I knew the word of God, I had another brother in Christ walk me through the steps of becoming a minister to preach words during a time of everyone's while they're grieving for their lost one, and also to give hope that, you know, that they can have eternal life in Christ if they accept him. So that was the main thing, because a lot of individuals you know, they know of God, but they don't have a relationship with God. And this is the sweet and sour mix that God is giving me. Though it's bitter, you know, to lose someone, also
yes.
During the service, before it ends, you gave the great commission to offer each and everybody there while they're grieving to accept Christ. And what a better time to accept Christ than during that moment, because as Scripture says in Psalms, God is close to the brokenhearted and those that are crushed in spirit. So at that very moment when they're brokenhearted and crushed in spirit, they can receive, you know, something that will heal them during that time to hold on, that they too can have eternal life when they take their last breath.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Amen to that. Woo! We getting ready to go to church here tonight.
Yes, we are in church. Yep. Two more gathered. He's there, so he's here with us, Brenda.
Yes, yes, amen. Yes, yes. God brought you and I together. So that's a blessing. That is a blessing.
It is.
So,
it is.
What church you reside in or you preach at? Is it right in your city?
I preach all over when needed, like I shared with you, when gun violence or just when families have lost. My last time I preached and officiated was in Peoria, Illinois, when my fiance lost her dad just last month. Mm-hmm. And I preached the word over there in Peoria, Illinois for the family. And they appreciated because they didn't know what an anointing I had on me, you know, to preach God's word. And they really needed me to fill in because there was no one to fill in, and I filled in.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, maybe it was meant to happen that way. It was probably
some very wonderful, mysterious ways.
Yes, that's right. There it is. Yes. So as we move along with the show here, I'm going to go ahead and spin Will Not Be Completed, by the gospel singer, songwriter, and producer Samuel Rosario Jr. This is his new single.
Steve Johnson.
Excuse me?
Yeah, it's featuring Tim Johnson. Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. All right. Sorry about that. And this single was recently released, correct?
Yes. It was released last month on February 28th. Of this year, 2024.
And it's streaming on all major platforms, on streams everywhere, correct?
That's correct, in all the online stores.
All right. And I will spin it. You stay in that hot seat, Samuel. We'll be right back. Here is Will Not Be Completed.
Hallelujah. As it is written in the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 6, the good work you started in me will not be completed until you receive me in glory. And as is written in the book of Psalms 139, verse 14, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. So let us praise the Lord. I am. thank you, Lord.
Amen, everyone. That track there will not be completed by gospel singer, songwriter, and producer Samuel Rosario Jr. And who is the artist's name, Samuel?
Tim Johnson. The one and only Tim Johnson.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'll get it. I'll get it right. I'll get it right. And as we move along here, persons want to know, how can they get in touch with you? Please give the information on the social media platforms that you're on right now.
Well, you can book me and become a Facebook friend. You requested. I'm also on TikTok and Instagram, and that's the way you can get in contact with me. You know, and I'll be more inclined to, you know, become your friend if you request me.
Yes. Yes, thank you for that information. Thank you. And what's that ultimate desire, Samuel, which you wish the persons that are in love with this new single, what's the ultimate desire which you want them to get out of this song?
The ultimate desire is to feel the peace of God, because the Lord offers us, he says, he'll give us peace that surpasses all understanding. And that's what I would love to share and pass on. As God gave it to me freely, I would pass it on to all those who listen, that, you know, that peace of God that will depend within your heart, mind, spirit, and soul to surpass all understanding, no matter what you're going through in life. You know, we're going to have trials and errors, but having that God's peace to carry with you, that's the ultimate goal in Christ that I would love for everyone to have with them.
All right, and thank you for that. Now, as I want to put in about you, Samuel, that you are a devout believer in Jesus Christ, attributing the gift of writing songs, lyrics, and poems to the divine inspiration that you receive, and your faith serves as a guiding light, infusing depth and meaning into your creations that resonate with a spiritual essence. So you are very deep into writing the lyrics and poems in your music. How do you come up with your songwriting? Do they come in a dream? Or how is your skill? How do you do this skill, your talent, into songwriting spirituals?
Right off the bat, the Lord wakes me up a lot after spending a lot of quiet. It's not about religion. It's about a relationship. So I developed my intimate personal relationship with God, and I spend a lot of time reading, a lot of time praying. But mostly, like you said, Sister Brenda, he will wake me up out of the sleep. And, yeah, I got to write it down, because if I stayed here, a lot of times I stood put and I lost the lyrics and the melody. So I have to keep a recorder with me and say what I've heard in my heart, mind, spirit, and soul, and then lay back down. And then after that, I get up, I hear what I recorded, and then everything starts to fall in place.
Oh, wow, that's wonderful. So have you ever experienced writer's block?
Oh, yes. Like anyone, when sometimes, you know, life hits you at every angle, you
yeah.
know,
mm-hmm.
because we're all at different levels, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, and financially. And sometimes, you know, just being human, we are human, and sometimes we go through situations that even though we prayed up to stay up, we get knocked down.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at those moments, you got to dig in deep, and you get that writer's block because you got other things that are coming your way, and you don't have the time to really spend that quiet time with God to follow through on the songs that he wants to give you. But that does happen.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it's the devil's way of distraction for you?
Times it can be yourself. But, yeah, that's the devil's job, to rob, kill, and destroy, according to Scripture. So, yes, he's trying to rob my joy. He's trying to steal that melody. in God's word that he put into my heart not to share with the world. So he's busy doing his job too. And that's an, I'm glad you brought that up, Brenda, because the devil's busy just like God is busy. God's busy doing his business and the devil's busy doing his.
Right, right. It's a balance. It has to be a balance there, because like yesterday, I really had to produce this show. And I experienced something that was really bizarre, and it was a distraction. And I had to holler out God's name and to having me to complete this show. I have to do this show, not only because it's Good Friday or anything like that. Something told me I had to do this show, and I had no idea how or why I had to do this show, but I had to do this show. And there was a distraction that really irritated me. Not only just that the distraction irritated me, why was I being irritated, and why is my mindset going bizarre like that? And so I just kept going. I just kept going and kept doing what I had to do to produce this show. So I just wanted to put that in there for you, Samuel.
Brenda, and I thank you because you did so much to double check on me, because remember the day before I was supposed to send you everything and I just got one Z wrong and it shot all the emails wrong and I had to deleted everything. So
yeah.
And then I had to go back into every file, you know, and I'm not computer savvy.
Yeah.
And I am not computer savvy at all, you know?
Yeah.
My fiance got me this new G20 phone. She said, if you're doing God's work, God deserves the best, you know?
Yes.
And
yes.
I said, you are so right. And I made so many mistakes. And when I got that one Z wrong, Brenda, my heart dropped, because I said, oh, Brenda, you know, I'm a man of my word. I don't know what happened. Then you said, Sam, there's five Z's. And I said, oh, no, I'm going to have to redo it all again. So I can't imagine all the hard work that you had to do to get us right here where we're at this very moment. So I am very thankful to God for your determination and the faith and the will to get us where we're at right now. Otherwise, I would not be having this time and moment to be on your show. And I'm so very blessed. And I just want to put it out there. Thank you, Brenda.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And you're such a good person, Samuel. You're such a good person, and you deserve everything. And it was no accident that we came together. I want to give a shout out to Jerry Green for putting us together and getting this show. Yes, because it took me about 48 hours to get this show produced and processed and everything. So shout out to Jerry Green.
I know what
Green.
You went through. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, yeah.
Yes. I was part of the problem too, like I shared with you. That's why I'm sharing the love with you, because I thought it was three Z's and you told me it was five Z's.
Five
and
Z's.
I'm all flustered. I was flustered because I'm like, how about this stuff I deleted? It's not in my phone no more. So I thank God that it was in the reserve tank of the phone.
Right.
And
I had to be
taught to how to retrieve it back from another individual that is very computer savvy on the phone. So I went through it all, and you went through it all. But we thank God that we're here at this moment.
Man.
And we both thank God for Jerry Green putting us together, how God, you know, is using others to bless us, that we may bless others. So, you know, we're passing the torch in the Lord. And I just, thank you, Jerry Green. Thank you, Brenda.
Yes. There was a lot of glitches, and you're not the only one that gets confused about my email address, because my email address is spelled differently. It's less jazzed up, and it's spelled with five Z's, LETZZJAZZZITUP. And a lot of artists get confused. I wanted to make sure it was different. And somehow I think God did that. You know, it was just everything, the works. I put it all to God that put all this platform together with that email address being different. So less jazz doesn't mean it's just for jazz. I'm jazzing it up because I have a rainbow of music set for this platform, and of course I love spiritual music, gospel music.
Yes.
And Jerry Green, oh wow, he has a lot, a full hand, and I want to thank him for introducing me to you, Samuel.
Yes. I likewise share that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jerry Green. Thank you, Brenda.
Oh, wow. My pleasure. It's my pleasure. Now, will you be doing any performances singing that new single, Will Not Be Completed? And
To be honest to you,
yeah,
that's going to be hard to do without Tim Johnson, you know, because God put us there as a peer. And you bringing that up, Tim Johnson, 10 days, not just moving before, across the city limits from like West Haven to New Haven, not just from, you know, from one side of the state to the other side of the state, he moved from West Haven, Connecticut, Texas.
Oh.
So this man, God put it on his heart so heavy, just like he put it on your heart for us to get together and do this.
Mm-hmm.
10 days before he moved out of the state, he came into my little apartment in this little housing authority unit that I live in this small little tiny apartment, put his equipment upstairs, and he did everything.
Wow.
Right here in my living room.
Bless his heart. Bless his heart.
Yes.
Make sure you give a shout out to him. Give a shout out to him that the song is completed. So
yes, it is.
Yes. Yes, it is. So is there any other projects you would like to mention that's coming up in the future?
Well, here we go. Hitting on Tim Johnson again, God didn't just bless him to do one song in 10 days, but two. So after a year and a half, I have another song with him already come out after this song gets traction.
Ooh. So
Tim Johnson in my, yeah.
Well, I see this track here, Will Not Be Completed, has hit the charts. Where is it at now? Last time I seen it was number 13. Is that correct?
Yes.
Earlier? Yeah.
Yes, it's number 13 out of 100, top 100 songs on WJRG's Gospel Inspirations with Jerry Green. And he does not take it lightly because he's been in the music business for like 45 years. And to hit 13 out of the top 100, my jaw dropped. Because when I came out with Grateful 2 years ago, it started at 46.
Right.
And this song hit 13, and I'm like, what? That's nothing but God. And I'm like, wow. I was just totally blown away in the Lord.
Let me give you an applause and congratulations. Yes, you deserve it. And hopefully it will move up the chart to number one. How about that?
Looking forward to it, yes.
Yes, yes. Give you an applause right now. Now, at this time, you can mention any other future projects you could tease us about. It's up to you if you want to mention any other projects. Will you be doing any videos on any new singles?
To be honest to you, my budget is kind of tight right now because of all the promotion and marketing and being an independent gospel artist. You know, I probably won't, soon, but I'm going to more or less just continue the promotion and the marketing that I'm doing right now and try to get the playlist spins going on the billboards, hopefully God willing, because I got a company out there trying to look for some curators to help me out with that. So the money I have is all tied up, so videos are out of the question. But,
okay.
You know, I do have a radio show, a friend from the Brand of Us. He did a little small clip that you've probably seen on Facebook. It's called TDOU. His name is DeJavion, and his co-worker is TIA, and they blessed me and helped me out with that because they know financially where I'm at, being an independent artist, because it's very hard to get the spins and the charts and to get to meet people as an independent artist, because those big artists, they have guys that are spending $100,000, $200,000, $300,000. And here I am trying to only work with a maybe $3,000 budget of marketing.
Yeah, right. Well, you know what? It starts off like that. It's the standard or tradition, and it grows. It grows along as the years come by. So you have a blessing coming in the near future. You don't know when, but it's coming. So just stay in there, stay persistent. You will get up there just like the other guys. So I'm proud of you. And,
thank you.
Pat yourself on the back, because will not be completed. It is not completed for you yet. So track will be climbing up the charts pretty soon. So at this time, Samuel, you can go ahead and give some shout-out names on air.
Okay.
The ones that
have
supported you. Go right ahead.
Okay. Big shout-out to my fiance, Rhonda K. Harris Haney. She did all the front cover, the back cover, and the center cover of the CD Plus. She went to school for communications, so she written everything out for myself, and she assisted me with that, the graphics and everything. I want to shout out again to Tim Johnson, because God put him in my life 10 days before he really moved out of here to work on not just one song, but two. Mm-hmm. And I want to give a shout out to Jerry Green, who's been helping me out, you know, for the marketing promotion. Not which is grateful, but will not be completed. TBOU, Javion, and TIA, God bless you. They're helping me also with a lot of marketing and promotion. I want to give a shout-out to TFL and his wonderful wife, the Prayer Warrior, with Building Blocks. They're pushing my song also. Unity Gospel Radio, I want to give a shout-out to them. Yataka Music in the Bahamas, I'm giving them a shout-out. And now to you, Brenda, Nanette Moss, I'm giving you a shout-out with love also at this very moment.
Oh, my pleasure. And I'm going to give you an applause for all those that have been supporting me. And Samuel, you are always welcome to come back on the show. I'm always going to need some fresh gospel music for my platform. This show has been recorded, and it will be distributed to my radio station, MGA Networks, on WJRR Radio, the Superstation. The Superstation has many platforms for a rainbow of music genres, and I have a gospel channel that is on Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Eastern Time, Sundays, and also on Saturdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Central Time. And this show will be presented on the show on Sunday. And I want to say happy Easter to you, Samuel, and your lady friend as well. I hope you have a safe holiday.
Thank you so much.
And to everyone listening. Yeah, to everyone that's listening. You're always welcome to come back, Samuel. We're doing a great show. I love your music. I'm proud of you. Keep it going. And I will be playing another track, which is called You Came to Deliver Me. Now, there is a big story behind this song, and I want you to tell it, Samuel.
It's a song.
Hello? Okay. So
yes,
what
I'm here.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes. I lost you for a minute. So I would like for you to tell the story behind the song, You Came to Deliver Me. What's the story behind the music?
The story behind the music is a deep and personal one. It's my own story of recovery when I was in the wrong places with the wrong people doing the wrong things. You know, after I've gotten through my first divorce, you know, I was at a low point in my life, and I had to return back home to my mother and father. And what happened was I got into drinking and drugs, you know, and I was just in a bad place, you know. I had that stinky thinking, as they say. I was doing that revolving door, you know, going in and out of programs, in and out of jail. And, you know, I just humbled myself and said, God, I grew up with your love. You said you never forsake or leave me. So, you know, deliver me right now. So that's where the song comes from. You came to deliver me. So that's, I'm giving God the glory that he delivered me from drugs and alcohol, hanging from the bad places with the bad people doing wrong, the bad things.
Okay. And what's more with this track song that you want to mention? There was some other artists that was involved?
Oh, yes. This is, believe it or not, the famous R. Kelly sung this song. Yes, the famous R. Kelly and Carrie Hilson. They sung this song for me, and unfortunately, it was from a company, ParamountSong.com, out of Nashville, Tennessee, that it didn't really go nowhere because they went bankrupt for unethical practices. So not only in myself, but thousands of other artists lost their music behind this. So I was, you know, the IRC number, which is very important, UPC number, I never got because it was just a demo. And then it was lost out there. So what I did was I just sold the contract to Majestic Records out of Texas to, like, kind of save it from not going nowhere. And the other songs that I have, they're lost in circulation, which means they're playing out there, but I'm not getting no royalties from it. So I thank God I got to save at least this one. We're put it in Majestic Records' hand. So it's a tough business.
Yeah, well, you're not lonely. I've heard the same story from other artists that had lost money, lost music. But you are a talented and skillful writer and producer, and you can always overcome and make up from what you lost. And God always replace what you lost and make you gain more. So, yes. So I will play You Came to Deliver Me at the end of the show, and I will also play Will Not Be Completed again at the end of the show if anyone that's listening had missed out on some of the music I have already played. At this time, we're about to sign out, Samuel. And any encouraging words you would like to give to those out there in the world that's suffering, you go right ahead.
Well, what better scripture than to give John 3:16? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have life everlasting. So hold on to that hope in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen. Amen. And thank you so much for that scripture and your encouraging words, Samuel. I appreciate you. You are a blessing. And is there any other information you would like to give at this time, Samuel, about your any other music?
Well, like I shared with you, Brenda, earlier, you know, Will Not Be Completed is just part one of myself and Tim Johnson. He did another song. After this one gets traction after a year and a half, we'll put that one out there on the platforms, and then you can hear Tim Johnson and myself once again.
All right. All right. And thank you so much. I appreciate you. Keep in touch with me because I will be keeping in touch with you. And thank you for your time and participating on my platform. Thank you. Shout out to Jerry Green. Thank you. And Samuel,
yes.
I hope you will come back again. I hope you will come back again. And this is, excuse me. Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, signing out for Lady Diva Live Radio. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Happy Good Friday and Happy Easter, everyone. Goodbye.
Hallelujah. As it is written in the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 6, the good work you started in me will not be completed until you receive me in glory. And as it is written in the book of Psalms, 139, verse 14, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. So let us praise the Lord. I am.
Thank you. found a way. It's more than I deserve, Jesus my Lord. It's more than I deserve, Jesus my Lord. It's more than I deserve, Jesus my Lord. It's more than I
Jesus, I